That music means it's time for Act Locally Waco.
On the radio.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Brody Bashaw with Waco Public Radio, KWBU.
And I'm Debbie Wright with Act Locally Waco. We're going to talk about just a few things happening in and around town this weekend and in the coming week. And remember to visit actlocallywaco.org to see a full calendar of events.
And we're starting off with Brew at the Zoo.
Friday and Saturday night is the 10th annual Brew at the Zoo. This happens from 6 until 10 p.m. with regional breweries serving up their brews. Ticket prices include up to 12 samples.
The event is for patrons 21 and over. No one under the age of 21 will be permitted. The animals will be tucked away for the night at 7:30 and bars will close at 9:30. Proceeds from Brew at the Zoo help take care of the animals that call Cameron Park Zoo their home.
October Market Vibes are at Brotherwell Brewing at 400 East Bridge Street. There's a whole new season of the East Side Market starting up on Sunday with all new vendors and amazing artists.
You'll find vintage vendors, graffiti, food trucks, artisan vendors, music, craft beer, and great community at the East Side Market. Take in some of those much-awaited Texas fall vibes and kick back with the community from noon until 5.
Sunday, you can also hit up Common Grounds at 1123 South 8th Street over by Baylor at 8 p.m. for a show with The Brook and The Bluff.
The Brook and The Bluff is a four-piece band with four-part harmonies. They're based in Nashville. Originally from Birmingham, Alabama, their name is derived from the pockets of Birmingham where they grew up. They will also be joined by special guest Sawyer on stage. For tickets, go to cgwaco.com/tickets.
Tuesday, the Talitha Combe Institute is hosting the 2021 Rise Up Waco Convention with a special night featuring a Q&A conversation with Michael Oher.
Oher is a Super Bowl winner and the inspiration behind The Blind Side. General seating includes dinner, wine, and the evening's entertainment. For more information and tickets, check out talithacombe.org/rise.
With October being National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, Family Abuse Center invites the community to remember Central Texas individuals who have lost their lives due to domestic violence. The 2021 Day of Remembrance ceremony will be Tuesday night at 6 p.m.
The meeting place is the Waco Riverwalk by the Texas Ranger Museum. For more information, visit familyabusecenter.org or contact Whitney Thomas at whitney.thomas@familyabusecenter.org.
The Waco Family YMCA is where you and your kids can attend a cooking class hosted by Low Country Nutrition. This will take place on Wednesday morning and begins at 10:30. It's for parents and kids ages 3 to 6.
Your kids will make a monster turkey wrap, chattering teeth, and spooky banana pops. The class is held at the YMCA, and you do not have to be a member to join.
There will also be a class for ages 6 to 12 on October 27th from 5:30 to 6:30. Registration for this event will end on October 20th. Space is limited, and registration is required.
For more information, reach out to Crystal Hernandez at crystal.hernandez@ymcactx.org. You can also sign up in person at the Waco Family YMCA.
The board of directors at Art Center Waco and me are pleased to announce the opening of the new permanent location at 201 South 8th Street on Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. In celebration of the new location and expansive building, Art Center Waco is honored to present the major exhibition from Kermit Oliver, New Narratives, New Beginnings, featuring some 40 paintings and works on papers spanning from 1970 to 2021.
Admission to the opening is included with your Art Center Waco membership of $300 or more.
You can join or renew today at artcenterwaco.org/membership and RSVP at events@artcenterwaco.org.
Join Fabled on Thursday there at 215 4th Street. They'll be hosting Analog Waco for a night of confessional storytelling. This event is a free, non-ticketed, authentic, immersive experience. Doors will open at 7:30.
It's a live mix of poetry, spoken word, music, and confessional storytelling that does not emphasize individual performance or style, but rather the pursuit of human connection. Analog gathers a mix of people with varied perspectives for a shared experience.
An evening with C.S. Lewis, originally scheduled for 2020, is coming back to the Hippodrome. That will be next Friday, the 22nd, at 7 p.m. All tickets for the original show date will be honored on the rescheduled date, and you can continue purchasing tickets at wacohippodrometheater.com under Concert and Event Tickets.
An evening with C.S. Lewis will be an enthralling theatrical experience, one which has led many thousands to discover or rediscover the continuing impact of the man who died over 50 years ago and whose collected works made him one of the literary giants of the 20th century.
There will not be dinner service in the orchestra room or balcony. However, drinks will be available. Do not bring outside food and drink.
WacoHippodrome.com has all the details.
And these are the final few days for the Heart of Texas Fair and Rodeo. It wraps up this Sunday.
And remember, if your organization has an event coming up, send me all the details at actlocallywaco.org. We'll get them listed on our website, and with time permitting, you might even hear them here on the radio.
And this segment will be posted on our website at kwbu.org. We'll be back next week with another edition of Act Locally Waco.
On the radio.
And remember, if you're not vaccinated, be sure to mask up.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
Have you ever had a banana?
No, I've never had a banana.